We are extremely happy that Titus Andronicus is making their World Cafe debut today. The Monitor was such an immensely well-received album, such a sprawling concept that it is very interesting to have local business come our way, which is a much more concise, kind of scaled-back album than in the past. I think thematically, a lot of the themes that this band has been writing about are here as well. But welcome, guys. Thanks a lot for being here.
You're very welcome. Our pleasure.
You got it.
So local business, what did you set out to do differently? I'm assuming that from the beginning you were conceiving this one differently.
Like you said, it's about a lot of the same themes. The search to define your own morality, determine your own values, the triumph of the individual in the face of a conformist consumer-based culture.
Yeah, it's hard to exist in a completely anti-consumerist way. And
not when you're in the business of selling records. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable, our complicity.
Yeah. The other thing about this record that is different is how concise and rocking it is. And I know you guys went out and played these songs live before you recorded it. Was that?
Indeed, we did.
Yeah. Tell me about how that's part of the plan.
Well, we wanted to create a record that was indicative of what we do on stage and something that we could likewise faithfully reproduce later.
Yeah, what was it like to tour the Monitor with, that was pretty sprawling. You got a lot of people on that recording.
It was, yeah. We had like 30-plus people on it, but only 5 people did it on stage. So that made us think that maybe the next best thing would be something with a little more guitars, less bells and whistles. Furthermore, the band that made that record pretty much quickly dissolved, and so did the band that toured behind it. So you're looking at kind of a new, pretty much an all-new band. One that toured before and will tour again and made the record in between, which is a rare treat for us.
Patrick, who's in the room? Tell us who's.
Well, let's see. We got Eric on drums. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, hello.
We got Julian on bass.
Hi.
We got Liam joining me on guitar.
Hey.
And finally, one more guitar. There's Adam.
What's up?
Big Reesh.
Big Reesh.
3 guitars, bass, and drums. Titus Andronicus are playing live today, and what do you want to start off with?
We'll begin with the first song on our new record, the first 2 songs on it, actually, a medley of Ecce Homo and Still Life with Hot Deuce and Silver Platter. Let's do it, fellas.
Okay, I think by now we've established everything is inherently worthless.
while trying to cough up that which he choked on in the churches. Look at him now, lying in front of a vacant storefront, beating every deck, and I'm in surplus. So I saw him in a flip when everybody's telling him he's full of it. He forgets he fell, pressing the press. I know it's all about more.
New Jersey's Titus Andronicus are playing live for us today, and we just heard the first two songs from Local Business, the new album. Still Life with Hot Deuce on Silver Platter, and before that, Ecce Homo.
Behold the Man. It's Latin.
It's Latin, but it's the title of what? It's the title
a
of
a book by Friedrich Nietzsche. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Nietzsche?
Yeah. Patrick, you were describing the changes in personnel in the band, and there's some website with all the members that have been in this band over the years, and there are many of them. There are many ways that a bands operate, and of course, the main one is having a leader that sort of writes the songs, sings the songs, and defines things. Is that your role? And how does it relate to everybody else?
I do write the songs and sing them. That much is true. But the idea of the band was never to be a kind of free-floating, amorphous collective. It was always supposed to be a regular rock and roll band. It's just that people just kept quitting all the time, unfortunately. Never have we... I've always assumed each lineup of the band to be the final definitive one, but, you know,
yeah,
it hasn't worked that way up to this point.
You can really tell that you guys are incredibly tight with these songs. So I assume that all the touring ahead of time, then recording it, it just all really kind of comes together in a great way. One can assume that the monitor with the all the concepts you had to interweave in that, the Civil War with a big C, big W, and small C and W, all that coming together, one can assume that that would have been taken a lot of time to write. And I'm wondering if that's true of these songs for you. Do the songs take a while to gestate with you?
They do, yeah. Like, the songs on this record were all written over a period of like a year and a half. So it was a very slow gestation process. It's like pulling teeth almost. But yeah, it takes a long time. I'm not the sort of fella to sit down and write a song in 5 minutes.
Did you do any other kind of writing before you started in a band?
I wrote a lot of essays back in college. I did that, but not any other kind of creative writing, really. No poetry or anything,
mm-hmm.
Just song lyrics.
What did you major in?
Literature, with a minor in philosophy.
I was going to guess history, but...
You know, I came to be interested in history a little later in life, actually. Didn't take a ton of history classes. Mostly self-taught history scholar. Not that I am much of a scholar. I know a thing or two.
What do you guys want to do next?
We'll do a song called Upon Viewing Oregon's Landscape with the Flood of Detritus.
Trying to hold it.
Titus right. Andronicus live on the cafe today. That's upon viewing Oregon's landscape with the flood of detritus. And that that has an accident on a road trip at the heart of it?
Not an accident that we were involved in, but an accident that we witnessed in going to play a show in Portland, Oregon, saw a wreck on the highway. Got me to thinking about the disposability of human life and consumer culture. How, you know, tragedies are going on all around you and what can you really do but put your head down and keep trudging on.
Is there usually a personal trigger that sets you on a direction for a song like that?
Sometimes, in the case of that song, yes. And a few other songs on the record have got stories on them, but they're all drawn from real life experiences. You know, we can only write about the stuff that we know. And for me, that's my perceptions, my earthly experiences, you know. That's what I'm the expert on.
Titus Andronicus playing live today, and we'll let these three guitars loose on another one. What do you want to do to finish up?
We'll play our song In a Big City.
In a Big City, finishing up our session today with Titus Andronicus. There were kind of two videos for that one. There was one with just the words, right?
That's right. I made that on iMovie using Google Image Search. No copyright claims or anything.
Thank you guys so much for coming in.
You're very welcome. It was our pleasure.
Titus Andronicus, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.